If you have been waiting for the next big AI breakthrough to look like a smarter chatbot, today's story points in a different direction. The real shift is not only about what AI can say, it is about what happens after AI touches a real system. Who sees the alert? Who checks the log? Who approves the fix? Who can roll back a bad action? That is where the next wave of value and the next wave of risk is going. The White House said it has created something called Gold Eagle, a cybersecurity vulnerability coordination clearinghouse. In plain English, that means a central place for identifying, rooting, and prioritizing software vulnerabilities faster across critical infrastructure. The announcement says the effort involves the White House, Treasury, DHS, and CISA, and the Department of War. The stated goal is faster exploit detection and faster patch prioritization. This is not a consumer product launch. It is an operations layer. And that matters because the most important AI story right now is not just model quality. It is how organizations handle work once automation starts making decisions, moving tasks, and touching systems that matter. The moment an AI tool can send a reply, open a ticket, change a setting, or trigger a workflow, the question changes from how clever is the model to how do we know what it did, why it did it, and what happens if it gets it wrong. That is the heart of this edition. The White House announcement is a confirmed signal that cybersecurity coordination is being treated as an operational priority, not just a technical one. The interpretation, and the part that matters for AI users, is that the same logic applies inside companies of every size. If you are using AI in support, operations, marketing, or internal admin work, the system around the AI matters as much as the AI itself. Think of it like this. A chatbot can draft a customer response. That is useful. But if the chatbot can also hit send on its own, then you need logs, approval gates, and a clear way to undo mistakes. If an AI agent can flag a server issue, that is helpful. But if it can also restart services or change access settings, then you need to know who gets the alert, who approves the action, and what happens if the system misreads the situation. In other words, automation without oversight is fragile. Visibility is what turns a promising tool into something you can trust in a real workflow. This is why the story matters to small businesses and creators, not just governments or security teams. Most people are not running critical infrastructure, but most people are starting to automate pieces of their daily work. Inbox triage, lead sorting, support tagging, drafting replies, summarizing meetings, updating a help desk, posting content after review. Those are all places where AI can save time. They are also places where a wrong action can create real problems. A missed customer nuance can cause a bad reply. A false label can send a request to the wrong queue. A mistaken update can overwrite a record. A premature system change can interrupt work. Once AI becomes part of the workflow, the useful question is not whether it can do the task at all. The useful question is which parts should be automated, which parts should be drafted, and which parts should stay human approved. Here is the practical example. Suppose you run a small support team. You get 100 inbound emails a day. You decide to use AI to sort them. The model reads each email, suggests a category, and drafts a reply. That is a reasonable use, but you do not let the model send the reply directly. A human reviews anything that changes money, access, customers, or production systems. The AI drafts. The human approves. The system logs what was proposed, what was changed, and who signed off. That is the kind of handoff the White House story points towards at a larger scale. Not magic. Not full autonomy. Coordination. The White House announcement is also a reminder that cybersecurity and AI are now linked in policy and operations. The confirmed fact here is that the government is setting up a faster coordination mechanism for vulnerabilities. The broader interpretation is that AI adoption is increasingly tied to incident response, auditability, and response speed. If a company cannot see what happened, it cannot fix it quickly. If it cannot route the problem to the right person, it cannot contain it quickly. If it cannot document the steps, it cannot learn from it quickly. There are a few risks to keep in mind. First, central coordination can help speed response, but it does not remove the need for local judgment. Different organizations have different systems, different approvals, and different tolerance for automation. Second, the source material does not tell us exactly how Gold Eagle will be implemented, how much automation it will use, or how quickly it will improve real-world patching. Those details are still unknown. Third, there is a common temptation to treat observability as a checkbox. It is not. Logs only help if someone reviews them. Dashboards only help if alerts reach the right person. Approval gates only help if they are actually used. That brings us to the most practical takeaway of the day. Automate the drafting, sorting, and monitoring. Keep a human approval step for anything that changes money, access, customers, or production systems. If you want one useful experiment this week, pick one recurring task. Inbox triage is a good one. Support tagging is another. Set up a one-week test where AI drafts the action, but a person must approve every final send or system change. Measure three things: how much time is saved, how often the AI is wrong or incomplete, and how easy it is to review the log afterward. That experiment will tell you a lot more than a demo will. It will show you whether the workflow is genuinely useful, whether the approval step is light enough to keep, and whether the system is transparent enough to trust. The bigger lesson from today's story is that the next AI gains will not come only from more powerful models. They will come from better systems around those models, better logs, better controls, better escalation paths, better handoffs between machine and human. For many teams, that means the first serious AI investment should not be a more ambitious agent. It should be the boring infrastructure that makes one safe enough to use. So here is the ClearForge verdict. Use now, but only for drafting, sorting, and monitoring. Test carefully before you allow any direct action. And if you are not sure who owns the log, the alert, and the rollback, watch first. That is where the real story is today. Not a smarter chatbot, a sturdier system around the chatbot. And that is the direction AI is heading next.